In the Kasbah, there is only one set of baths. The men use it one day and the women the next. The women wear their dark garments complete with veils. These people are on their way to church. They really don't like to have their pictures taken, so you do it as unobtrusively as possible. Our local guide wore his native outfit, too. Of course we inspected the rug market. Everyone is ushered in there, but if you so much as look at a rug, they think they have a sale. Another area had all of their wares, leather, brass, and so forth. We were really glad to get on the outside and look back at it, because inside, six or eight children and adults ran alongside, repeatedly hawking their items. From a high point in the city of Tangier, we looked north across the beautiful blue Mediterranean and could see the land that was Spain. Back in Spain, we were in cattle country. They have special pastures for the bulls that will go to the bull rings. Those bulls are a pampered lot. Special feed and special care. And speaking of bullfights, the huge arenas that were built to hold up to 100,000 people for a bullfight are about to fold. Young people will fill a 100,000-seat stadium for soccer, but only about 30,000 will turn out for a bullfight. It may be that the days of bullfighting are numbered. Another whitewashed walled city came into view. In Seville, the city gate still has the wall attached on the left side, but on the right side it has disappeared. The wall appears to be in a good state of repair. You will notice the palm trees, which indicate a subtropical climate. Our hotel is the building on the left. Seville Cathedral has its tower, of course, and the high altar is beautiful. This is where Columbus is supposed to be buried. However, no one will guarantee that his remains are actually there. No cathedral would be complete without its stained glass windows. Looking out into the courtyard, one sees the usual Moorish arches. In the old city, the streets are narrow, which helps pickpockets and purse snatchers. Purse snatchers work in pairs and are motorized these days, using scooters. The first one goes zooming by with knife in hand and cuts the strap of the lady's shoulder bag. The second one, right behind, grabs the purse and both zoom off. The building in the background was built as the Spanish Pavilion of the 1929 World's Fair. It is now used for city offices and a museum. On the grounds are several colorful jacaranda trees, just beginning to bloom. Flowers will soon be up and add their color to the gardens. At our lunch stop the next day, we saw this fine multi-storied aqueduct, which is still in use. After traveling west across Portugal, we arrived at Lisbon, the capital. We thought we had seen narrow streets, but we had seen nothing like this. Many large buildings are undergoing major repair, and houses are getting a facelifting also. It is fashionable to put ceramic tile on the front of houses. and it does give a clean exterior. The monastery of St. Geronimos was built in Lisbon in 1502 to honor Vasco da Gama, whose explorations brought great wealth to Portugal. The front of the building is elaborate, and the doorways even more so. Even the courtyard carried out the theme. On the waterfront stands a building which was built as a fortress in the estuary of the river in the 16th century. It is now considered a monument to Vasco da Gama and other ancient mariners. This newer building is a monument to all mariners of all times. The Lisbon Aqueduct is significant because of its high, unsupported arches. Lisbon has good harbors and quiet bays. The coastline boasts fine, large homes. The casino has a beautiful formal garden, which is supposed to be second to none when the summer blooming flowers are out. Lisbon has its outdoor market at the end of the park. It seems to be limited to trinkets, handcraft, and easily handled food. On the coast north of Lisbon is the native fishing village of Nazaré. It is particularly noteworthy because they still use the same style boats and dress in the same way. The fishermen wear heavy black clothing, which undoubtedly helps keep them warm in the Atlantic storms. Most of the village is located on the top of the rock promontory. The ladies wear 7 petticoats. Stores are colorful with their displays. Streets running back from the ocean are mostly narrow. This cork tree is blurred because of the speed of the bus. Cork oaks grow cork bark, which can be harvested every 10 years. Turpentine is gathered from these pine trees. The town of Fatima is only a short distance inland. It was here on May 31st, 1917, that 2 boys and a girl were herding sheep. They reported that the sky lit up and they saw the Virgin standing in an oak tree. In the apparition, the Virgin gave a plea for peace. On the 13th of the next several months, the apparition reappeared. On September 13th, the Virgin told the children to spread the word and bring their friends. On October 13th, 1917, the final apparition appeared and was witnessed by 70,000 people who had gathered. Large pilgrimages gather particularly on the 13th of each month. This is one of the small shrines along the path. This shrine and a similar one on the other side of the small cathedral add their beauty to the area. This cathedral and a monastery were built to commemorate a battle that gave Portugal 200 years of peace. In 1385, 2 contenders for the throne engaged in battle. The winning of this battle secured the peace. The cathedral and monastery were built in the early 1400s. The town is called, naturally, Batalha. It is really a huge cathedral. The person in the foreground gives some perspective to the size. The doorway is huge. After spending the night at Garda, another walled city at 4,000 feet, we continued traveling east toward Madrid. A coffee stop was near the walled city of Avila. The wall has 100 towers. Avila is one of the show places of Spain. But unfortunately, we were out of time, so just saw the outside from a moving bus. We returned to Madrid to find the flowers had bloomed out a great deal in the 2 weeks we were gone. Note the black birds that rotate around just above the water. As we flew to New York, we got a glimpse of Long Island, back to the good old USA. We then boarded this Boeing 767 for the flight to Seattle. We had left Madrid at 11 a.m. and arrived in Seattle at 9:30 p.m. and had been en route for 16 hours. Avila is one of the show places of Spain. But unfortunately, we were out of time, so just saw the outside from a moving bus. We returned to Madrid to find the flowers had bloomed out a great deal in the 2 weeks we were gone. Note the black birds that rotate around just above the water. As we flew to New York, we got a glimpse of Long Island, back to the good old USA. We then boarded this Boeing 767 for the flight to Seattle. We had left Madrid at 11 a.m. and arrived in Seattle at 9:30 p.m. and had been en route for 16 hours. That rotate around just above the water. As we flew to New York, we got a glimpse of Long Island, back to the good old USA. We then boarded this Boeing 767 for the flight to Seattle. We had left Madrid at 11 a.m. and had arrived in Seattle at 9:30 p.m. the same day and had been in the air for 16 hours. What a trip.